Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So, Mr. Beast is the biggest YouTuber in the world. He has a net worth, I've heard, in the billions of dollars, which is absolutely insane for somebody named Mr. Beast.
Okay. What is his name? If he had a different name, that'd make more sense for you.
Right. And the only way I'll accept that is if his name is Brian Beast.
Oh, okay.
Which it's not.
And he literally is Mr. Beast.
He is getting a lot of blowback now because of his latest stunt. And it was trapping a man in a burning building for $500,000. Here is the audio from that. I'm only going to play a little bit of it, and you'll understand why immediately.
In case you're curious who this gentleman is, he's actually a professional stuntman, but we are going to push him to the max in this video.
He's still got
to
get the money. All the rooms are fired.
Watch out, Chandler. All right, that's two of the 10 max.
Yeah, okay. You get it. To me, this is what every YouTube video sounds like.
Kind of.
Just manic and screaming, yeah. And sound effects that don't make sense. So a lot of people are coming after Mr. Beast for this. And the title of the video is, "Would You Risk Dying for $500,000? Seems to be a red flag right away. And it shows a contestant named Eric completing 7 dangerous challenges, including fire escapes and explosions, ultimately earning $350,000.
Yeah, the guy didn't even get the $500,000, like, just right. For doing it. He had to collect the money as he's going.
Right, right. Critics called the content dangerously irresponsible and also even described it as dystopian. Donaldson, who is Mr. Beast's real last name, he responded on Twitter saying, "I take safety more seriously than you could ever imagine." He explained safety measures, including ventilation system, fire kill switches, pyro specialists, and extensive professional testing.
Okay, I need everybody to know the guy caught on fire.
Did
he? His shoes caught on fire.
I see. Yeah. And they did say too, he's a professional stuntman and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I see both sides of this.
Really?
Yes. One, I am an older millennial parent and I am caught in that world where I just don't get YouTube. I don't understand why every kid younger than me, that is their primary form of entertainment. I don't know why they prefer that over regular shows. I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah.
Tell my kids all the time. And I apologize to Brandon Ferris, who's also a very popular YouTuber, who is a friend of our show. He lives in the area, listens to this show. I've told him about this. Like, I just don't get it. And I've told my kids, like, why do you prefer this of, like, two kids in their mansion playing with toys over like months of work that went into a show on Disney Plus. Like, I just don't
Maybe
understand
it. It seems like real.
And that is the problem. I think that a lot of people have with this Mr. Beast thing is that it doesn't seem like television. It seems like this like netherworld in between television and real life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that this kind of stunt crap is the kind of stuff that makes kids think, ah, let's recreate this.
Well,
however, and this is the other side of it, we've been doing stuff like this on TV for decades.
What do you mean?
Fear Factor, Jackass.
Wow.
Like, there's all kinds of stuff that we've been putting on TV, and I guess we had maybe copycat stuff. I don't know.
Technically, though, those shows are not for children. They're not making them for children. I guess the argument could be made, the same argument could be made for Mr. Beast.
No, Mr. Beast is definitely for kids.
I think we know who watches YouTube the most, and it's kids.
Yeah. Well, especially Mr. Beast. Like, I don't know too many 40-year-old guys that are raving about the latest episode of Mr. Beast's YouTube channel.
I have to tell you, I had never heard of him until like a year ago.
I didn't until my kids have started talking about him. And then I looked and realized, oh my God, this guy has 440 million subscribers. Let that sink in for a second. 440 million subscribers. That is on those metrics, one of the biggest entertainers on the planet.
Huh.
And he's catching people on fire for entertainment. I don't know. Am I just dusty on this? Like,
we
do I just
let
not get
the girls
it?
Girls watch YouTube. We like remove it from their tablets. Just because, like, it does seem like you could keep scrolling into stuff we don't want them to watch.
So, I don't know if you know this, but there's kids' YouTube.
Yeah, Morgan keeps figuring out how to get out of it.
How to get out of kids' YouTube?
And get into regular YouTube.
Oh, it's a whole separate app. You can download a whole separate app, so there is no adult one.
Right, well, then she just gets on the, like...
So anyway,
we had to just ban it.
We do kids. Well, I mean, you're probably better off. Kids YouTube.
Sounds like Mr. Beast is on there.
Some of his videos aren't.
Oh, okay.
We don't have regular YouTube on anything. Well, actually, we took away the tablet completely from our house. But like we took regular YouTube off unless there's something I want to watch. And then I have to reinstall it every time.
Oh, yeah.
But kids YouTube is on there. I think I get to a point though where like, cause I don't want my kids to watch YouTube. I hate it. But like at the same time though, my son is now 13 and you stagger your kids socially by not letting them watch it because
I think they're going to be okay.
All of their friends are talking and referencing stuff on YouTube. All of them. Every single one. Don't think for a second there is a kid in the class that isn't. It's like when you get to that point where like you may not want your kid to have a phone, but eventually your kid is now not invited to social stuff because they don't have a phone.
But you don't feel this way about social media.
And I never will. I guess social media is different. So I guess it's like, do I have to pick and choose? If I have to pick and choose, which I do, then social media is the number one thing my kids, I do not want them to ever have.
Yeah.
If I had my wish, it would be then YouTube.
Yeah.
And then some, but anyway, though, I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Text in 916-909-1065.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.